Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to our broadcast this morning. It is an awesome day because you're alive, you're here. Maybe you're tuned in live. Welcome. Maybe you're in the chat room. Welcome. And maybe you're listening via some other RSS feed or even tuned in later to the archives. Well, you're going to be glad you tuned in to this show today, Monday, as we try to keep you on course and even ahead of the game in understanding what is happening around us, in the world around us. Now, for some of you who have been following the Coach Lalisa show, maybe for not that long, you may not quite understand some of the different directions that you see the show go in. For instance, our topic today, how to build a virtual team. You may say, what does that have to do with empowerment and motivation, what you normally hear us talk about here? Well, being empowered means that you're able to position yourself in some successful places for the future. You know, that's one of the key steps to empowerment, is that you gain knowledge to make decisions for yourself, to make choices on your own without having to be told what to do. And typically, when someone's being told what to do, it's somewhat of the last minute. It's somewhat after the fact, after the game has already started. But on this broadcast, we want to help you most of the time be ahead of the game. And so with saying that, what is it that is about being ahead of the game has to do with how to build a virtual team? Well, my topic today is selected because, one, Many entrepreneurs tune into the broadcast, individuals who have various products and services that you're trying to sell or promote. Now, if you are an entrepreneur, you have to have, the only reason you would be an entrepreneur is that you have some product or some service to promote to the wider society or the marketplace. Well, it's going to be very challenging if you try to do that alone, all by yourself. So, hint, hint, you need a team. Well, today, because of technology, some of those teams will be built at a very, very distance. Give you an example. If I know someone in Canada, but I'm here in New Jersey, and I want that person to be a part of my team, some project that I'm working on, then I need to understand what it takes to build such a team. If I want my products sold in Canada or California or any other distant place, think about that for a second. Not only that, in companies, a lot of companies today, if you want to get the higher paying job, if you want to get a job where it's, you know, probably attached to some degree in tech, especially in engineering, technology, finances, these big companies, even the manufacturing companies, these companies have a department or even a full-fledged branch or section in another country, and you're a part of that team. And so you still need to understand how to build a team. What if you're a manager, a supervisor, and someone in leadership, and it's your responsibility now to go out and to build a team? So you want to be ready when this happens, and it's already happening, it's been happening, and my point is that it's going to continue to happen, and you want to be ready for it. You want to be up on it. You want to know how to do it ahead of time. Not only that, if you know how to do it and you're up on it, you may even be able to offer some assistance to your manager, to your supervisor, and to show them that, okay, I can do this. I can do this. So it's a wonderful, awesome, awesome, fabulous thing now because of technology. People are all over the world, and now your business can be all over the world, but in order to do that, you must first build a team. You must build a strong team of people. So what do we call those teams? We call them virtual. A virtual team, you cannot see them, you cannot touch them, you are not in the same room with them. But it still takes some of the same activities in order to work with that team. You still have to have collaboration. You still have to have trust, communication, and, you know, understanding. You still have to have team building activities. You may still have to train that individual. But most definitely, you have to first build that team. So how do you go about, you know, building that team? How do you go about finding individuals who can join your team from all over the place? And when, you know, the first thing you want to do is you want to get connected to places where people go. For instance, nowadays the easiest thing to do is to use the internet, because you can meet people through places like Craigslist, one of the most professional, premier places to meet people and to start building your virtual team is through LinkedIn. Not Facebook, but LinkedIn. A Facebook did try to come with a substitute or something to compatible with LinkedIn called Branched Out. But these are sites that are set up very professionally. You won't find people posting nude pictures or half-nude pictures or semi-nude pictures. you won't find a lot of the stuff that you would find on Facebook, you won't find on LinkedIn. And these individuals are mostly there as a professional network. That's it. Anything that deals with networking, but from a professional standpoint, whereas in Facebook, it's strictly social networking. As a matter of fact, if you do too much professional networking on Facebook, Mark will probably contact you. It is what it is, and so you just have to, you know, use those guidelines as you're moving forward. But developing a team, you know, with a virtual team, much the way you would do a traditional team where you could actually see the people, you first had to find people that fit your project goals and objectives. You know, the beautiful thing about developing any team is that you get to select the team members, much like when a sports organization gets ready to build a team. They select people. They have people audition or try out for the team and show what they can do, and then from that they are selected. And so you too will start there. You will consider people, consider their backgrounds, consider what they're able to bring to the team, but that means you know very clearly what you need on the team. Now, this virtual person could be in the next town, they could be in the next state, or they could be in another country. It's about the same. Where you have to see if this person, you have to size them up. You can do things like on LinkedIn, you can look at people's resumes, their curriculum vitae. You can really check people out today on the internet. Look at their pictures, put their name in Google, and you can find out almost anything you want to know about someone. Now, the fact that they're out of town, in order to build this successful team or this virtual team, you have to have a very, very high level of trust with this person. And that first, in the first line of trust with that individual that's a part of this virtual team is how they respond to the work that they're required to do. Because you, and again, you have to fit it with your personality type. If you're this team leader, you're building this team for your organization, such as I've done with my organization. So this is, you know, yes, I'm bringing this to you to get you ahead of the game, but I've also had to do it, and I've talked on here before about building an executive team to help you run your business. But now you need to build that set. You need to have that same mindset, but just take it to the virtual level. So you have a virtual team member. You may have a marketing person. You may have an operations person. You may have a person in advertising and sales. You may have a person in production. You may have a person who is research and development, and you're building this team virtually. And the beautiful thing about building a virtual team to run your business or help you run your business or get your product and service out there is that it may, over the long run, be more cost-effective because it is virtual. It is done online. Most of the work that may be done is based on a 24-hour operation. They may be able to keep their full-time job, do this work on the side, and be able to get you a lesser price than what it would cost you if you had to pay someone, you know, a full-time salary to do something in real time, not virtual time. So it's a wave of the future for sure, no doubt. To build these virtual teams, it would be wise to, you know, learn more about it. You can go online to the American Society for Training and Development or Human Resources, which is where I get most of my leads from. Being a human resources major, I often go to SHRM or I'll go to ASTD. I'll go to their websites, both of those being my majors. And I have four majors altogether, so that's why you'll see me kind of flip-flop through various topics. And so don't ask me why I did that. There was no plan behind it. I was just trying to get a degree and get through college, and I realized when I was done that I have 4 different degrees. So, but all of them I'm interested in. So my first degree is in public administration, business/public administration. So I am interested in big governmental agencies and big governmental administrations and how they run. My second degree is in political science. I'm very interested in politics and how they affect our everyday lives and the leaders and the policies that are being made that govern our lives, the laws, the various departments of the government, the various branches. I'm very interested in that, interested in the local level politics. In other words, I don't get bent out of shape about politics per se, because I studied it and it was fun, you know. And then my third degree is business management. And that is, even though that is similar to the first one, but it's different in the fact that I selected HR as my focus versus management or administration versus finance versus economic versus, nowadays they have all fancy types of MBAs out there, but when I was getting my MBA, you had like finance, marketing, economics, human resources, and administration. So I went for HR because I loved, I had a job at the time doing some recruiting, and I loved it. I thought it was a great department to be in. I always wanted to work in human resources. I always thought that within the organization of any place I could work, I wanted to work in the personnel, because back when I was in the military, I always wanted to work in the personnel department. So when I found that I had an opportunity to get a degree in HR, I would do that. And then my PhD I started working on is in training. So that's why I have this band of things that I'm interested in. And so I'll be bringing different topics based on any one of those degrees. So today the topic is dealing with more so from the human resources side. But the business side also can focus on the small business owner or any business owner, but I typically tend to focus on the small business owner only because research shows that there are more small business owners than there are mega businesses or multinational corporations or the major corporations. So the majority of the people who I will be able to help will be the small business owner, people who are those individuals making less than that $250,000 a year in business revenue. Helping that person who's just starting out, possibly with nothing, who may not even know that much about how to start a business, but they know in their heart they want to be an entrepreneur, such as I did. And when I first decided to be an entrepreneur, I didn't know to go and sit with the SBA. This was, even though the SBA was around, I believe they were around then, this was 1987, and I didn't know to go and sit down with them and, you know, let them work with me and point me into some right directions. And they may have been around, but they may have just been coming on the scene, or they may have been around, you know, a short time. But the SBA is certainly a wonderful, wonderful organization that can really help you. Most of their services are free. They do have some paid services here and there, but the majority of them are free. They are very, very helpful. But they're not the be-all and end-all. So even though you may go to an SBA seminar or workshop, you may still come away and not have your business in place. So that's why people like myself and so many others will take it a step further and actually, you know, work with you to get that business actually up and going. Because there are a lot of people who are with the Small Business Division. They may have never started their own business, so they may not have the direct experience to tell you what you're feeling, what you're going through. And sometimes working with someone who's been there, done that, gives you a lot more information to help you get to your next level. So So we absolutely love working with the small business, and but we love working with people who want to be empowered and want to know what's happening, what's going on. So if you are a small business owner, maybe you're a life coach, maybe you're an author like me, and you're looking to build a team so that you can sell more of your books, you certainly want to know how to do that. And so it's important that you start thinking about building yourself a virtual team. This will get your book out quicker and out more if you work with people around the country. And you can meet these individuals in social on the social media. So like a LinkedIn, you can meet them on Instagram, you can meet them on Pinterest, you can meet them on Craigslist, you can meet them on Facebook, you can meet them in almost any online virtual media. So there are so many. I don't want to start naming them because there's just too many. And there are new ones being born, hundreds if not thousands of them, every single day. I believe that social media is probably one of the, if not the, fastest growing business activities in the world right now. Because as more, you got 7 billion people in the world, 7 billion. And prior to the internet, it would be very hard to touch that many people. You can't even hardly touch 100, you know. But now with social media and the internet, you can touch millions. Even you can touch millions of people in an instant. I mean, for instance, if you're on Facebook, do you know that you can do an ad on Facebook, right? Just one simple ad for $25 a day. Do you know that you could reach over 1 million people that way? Can you believe it? YouTube will allow you to meet. For instance, I have a video on YouTube, and I was just going through YouTube the other day looking for something for somebody, and I came across a video of me on there, and I noticed that it had over 1,000 visitors, and I didn't realize it, and I said, wow, you see? So over 1,000 people have seen that video. Now, sometimes, you know, as you're going through your day-to-day thing and you think, oh, that I don't have that many people that are in my, you know, downline or that many people that know what I'm doing. Well, if you're on the internet, you might be surprised. Like if God could show you the real number of people that have seen you, that you see, it could be a lot of people. So that's why everyone keeps screaming about the content that you have on this internet, because people are seeing it. They do see you. And what you have out there is what they're going to see. And the question becomes, is that what I want them to see? Now, I know that's a whole nother broadcast, so I'll say that for a social media broadcast. Today, we're talking about building, how to build a virtual team. And so you start with trying to go to these various internet sites where you can meet people, professional people like LinkedIn, Branched Out, and other sites like that. And you're going there with the mindset that you're building a team, much as if you were here. So you can still, because it's the internet, you can still do meetings. You can still check people out. You can do phone conversations. You can now with Skype and all these other tools, you can even see them or you can have them see you. You can, if you want to, do a conference call with them, a teleconference. You can do webinars. I mean, it's virtually easy. It's easier, probably. I would submit that it's easier to build a virtual team probably than one in the right there in your where you are in your immediate location. One, because again, the people I've worked with in the virtual world. One, they don't have time to play around. Many of them have their families. They have other work that they might be doing. And again, it might just be something they're doing on the side. So when they come ready to work. You don't have to worry about email, you know, getting things to them because of the email system and with all the attaching things. You can attach all types of documents. You can convert all kinds of documents. I mean, there's just so many neat and cool things you can do to build a virtual team. And that's what, I mean, these are, I'm just telling you things that I've actually utilized, again, through email, through attachments, through uploading videos, whether they're on YouTube. Today, even your own cell phone, you can videotape yourself. You can literally videotape yourself doing anything you want. You got the webinars. You can train any team that you get. And again, you can pay them very easily today, unlike years ago. Now you don't need any wire transfer. You don't need to go to the Western Union. I mean, literally, you can do what, you know, when they said you can have a home-based business, they mean it. Because, you know, you can, I've had a FedEx account. I'm looking at FedEx boxes right now. I have had a FedEx account for, oh gosh, at least 10 years. When I first opened Performance Strategies Unlimited, FedEx will come right to your door just like they'll go to an office door. Well, you're a home office, right? So that's why they would come to your door. And when they come to your door, okay, you can have your package ready. They give you an account number. And so you can ship any product or service. I mean, it almost feels, if it wasn't for the high level of technology that we use, like Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and all these other technologies, it would actually feel like we've gone back in time. You know, I remember one of the companies that I worked for, he talked about how he used to sit the product downstairs and to be picked up because, you know, he didn't have a factory or anything like that. So here we are today, still can leave the product right outside. So you can ship anything. You can have your team members ship things to you. Internet, you can pay people through organizations like, you know, PayPal. That's just one, but there are several others. I mean, you can develop all types of programming to work with your team. And so I'll be coming back probably every week talking a little bit more about these virtual teams, how to train them. You can train your team members. You can develop them. It does take some things to work with them. You have to understand now, if you're building these teams and the people are in other countries, remember there could be a language barrier, and there not could be, but probably will be, and there will probably be a cultural barrier. That's the biggest one. I remember somebody was saying how in their culture, you know, a certain thing that different members of the society don't do. There are things women don't do. There are things men don't do. There are things that the youth don't do in other countries. So you have to know if you're going to be building a virtual team with people from other countries, you will have to either get someone on your team that already understands these different cultures, or you'll have to read up on it yourself so that you'll know how not to offend someone as you're building this virtual team. But these individuals will be working for you. They will help you sell your products faster to more people, and it will build your business quicker. Your business can expand a lot sooner, a lot faster, and a lot larger by building a virtual team. And even if the team members are in your host country, still, building that virtual team may save you. First of all, you don't have to have an office for them. You don't have to provide them with different office equipment. So building a virtual team could be highly cost effective. And I do mean highly, especially for a small business owner like yourself or like me. You want to understand this. I had a lady, part of my team, she's out in Kansas City. Well, I didn't have to buy her a computer. I didn't have to get her a cell phone. I didn't have to get her ink or anything. All of that is her own. And so, you're able to work with people and get things done. Well, That's all we have time for today on the broadcast. We only have about 20 minutes left. Don't forget to sign up for one of our virtual trainings, our webinars, where we'll teach you how to start a business, how to become a trainer, how to become a life coach. You can learn how to write and self-publish a book. Don't forget to, you can follow up with me on Facebook. You can inbox me and ask me about any of the training sessions that I conduct online now as well as on ground. Don't forget the Book by Book Success Project with Professor Terry Benjamin, which is on each and every Tuesday. And we thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. Please let us know how you are enjoying the broadcast, if there's any burning topics that you would love for us to research and to speak on for you, any questions that you have. We may already have information. Please inbox or email to lilisa.williams@gmail.com. That's lilisa.williams@gmail.com. Or you can send it to releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. So either one of those places, or you can simply inbox us on Facebook. We'll get the message. You can also leave a comment there in the comment section. We're still waiting on some people to help us put together a website for this broadcast. The broadcast is going into, I believe, its fourth year, and we're still on the air, and possibly when we get to year five, that will be our signal to have our website, a full-fledged website, up and going. If we stay around that long, it might be worth it, you know. So we have many, many more exciting things coming, including the TV show, so stay tuned for that. That is coming very, very soon. We're excited about that and just excited about helping you to reach your dreams in life. So whatever you do, keep on moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lilisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.